Welcome to another Safety Driven podcast. This is part two in a series of 8 podcasts that discuss the elements of a safety program. This podcast discusses hazard identification and industry-specific hazards.
When you say hazard identification, what do you mean? Do you mean something specific? And what should I consider a hazard? And then what should I do about it?
A hazard is anything that could cause injury or property damage. To be practical, you are looking for things that are real hazards in your workplace. For example, falling from a load while tarping or being struck by moving equipment in the yard. The best way to document the hazards in your operation is to use a job safety analysis.
That sounds good, but what is a job safety analysis?
A job safety analysis is a formal way of inventorying the hazards. That's just making a list of the hazards that exist in your operation. And then prioritizing those hazards to see which ones need to be addressed first. And then developing controls to minimize the effects of the hazard on your operation.
Okay, so then what are some of the common mistakes when someone is doing a hazard assessment?
Not engaging the frontline staff in the process. The people doing the job are your experts. Use them. You can get too specific. Look at real hazards and be practical. You're not looking for death by paper cut hazards, but if it could cause a time loss accident, it does need to be recorded. Not looking at external hazards that exist at or near client sites. Most clients have things organized, but don't forget you've got the approaches or neighboring businesses, and they could be sources of hazards as well. Not periodically reviewing the hazard inventory and controls to see if everything is still appropriate and complete. Situations can change over time.
That sounds like a lot of work. What's a good way to get started?
Well, two of the best ways to get started are to check the resources page at www.safetydriven.ca and look for templates and tools. Or you can give Safety Driven a call and speak with one of our safety advisors. This has been an overview of hazard identification and industry-specific hazards. In part 3, we discuss training. If you have any questions on this or any safety topic, contact a safety advisor at ohsadvisor@safetydriven.ca or check our resources page at www.safetydriven.ca. Safety Driven, driven to improve safety.